EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 47. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance of snow, lows of aloft around 15. Chance for snow again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy may benefit U.S. agriculture, but more can be done in the region. Michael Clements shares more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation calls the Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy a good first step, with more action needed. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says the strategy outlines a solid foundation for building relationships with the countries in the Indo-Pacific.
Well, the Indo-Pacific strategy is a new approach from the Biden administration, primarily meant to try and counter and compete with China. So it's trying to work closer with allies, other partner countries in the region to boost the security status, to enhance economic engagement, and put the U.S. on a better footing throughout the Indo-Pacific region.
Salmonson says the strategy seeks to form closer partnerships.
Whether it's security-oriented, economic-oriented, and it's supposed to deal with things like making sure that supply chains continue uninterrupted, deal with labor, environmental issues, digital commerce, and trade issues. So it's a way of approaching the U.S. economy and the economy of the region as they go forward, always keeping an eye on the actions of China in the region.
While the strategy has some potential benefits for agriculture, Salmonson says the U.S. is long overdue for a binding multilateral trade agreement with the Indo-Pacific.
What it doesn't include is a notion of having negotiations towards binding trade agreements. The administration has decided, at least so far, not to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that's something that Farm Bureau is strongly in favor of. And we want to see this develop so that we have binding commitment among nations and expand opportunities for U.S. agricultural exports.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Tuesday, the Hutchinson Fire Department, with support from several neighboring departments, worked two rapidly spreading fires along 30th Avenue just east of Hutchinson. The first fire spread into a subdivision, damaging multiple homes. A second fire started soon after the crews fought to contain the first blaze. The Hutchinson Fire Department on Tuesday night said at least two houses and one shed were damaged by the fire in the Blue Stem neighborhood south of Prairie Dunes Country Club on 30th Avenue. Hutchinson Fire Chief Stephen Beer.
Unbelievable scene. It was something like you've seen in California, actually. When we pulled in, we had fire burning on both sides of the road. Homes were on fire. It looked like everything you could see seemed to be on fire.
That audio courtesy of KWCH. And a Kansas man injured in an ATV accident February 3rd in Sublette in Haskell County has died. The driver of the ATV was identified as Claudie R. Reynolds, 88, of Sublette. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested in connection to a fatal shooting that left two people dead in southeast Wichita. The Wichita Police Department has arrested Brandon Prowse Jr. on two counts of first-degree murder. Prowse is accused of fatally shooting 38-year-old Bonnie Galloway and 30-year-old Connor O'Callaghan. At approximately 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, officers responded to a shooting at a home in the 2100 block of South Erie. Upon arrival, officers located Galloway and O'Callaghan, who had been shot. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the Community Health Promotion Team received the State Partnerships Improving Nutrition and Equity Program grant from the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. KDHE said CHP was awarded a total of $144,000+ to support the single-year grant project. Community Health Promotion will partner with the Kansas Food Action Network to focus on community engagement, assessment, and creating a food policy council in southwest Kansas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police in Grand Island are investigating after a homeless man was found dead Tuesday with a stab wound at an area apartment complex. Police said in a news release that officers were sent to the complex around 6 a.m. on Tuesday for reports of an injured person. Arriving officers found the victim, a 30-year-old man, dead from an apparent puncture wound. Police have not released the man's name and have not announced any suspects or arrests. Police urged anyone with information about the killing to contact detectives. A 27-year-old woman is in jail facing a felony child abuse charge after police said she gave birth and left the baby on a sidewalk in freezing temperatures. Omaha police said in a news release on Tuesday that Trinity Shakespeare was arrested and jailed after she was released from an Omaha hospital. The child was hospitalized after being exposed to the cold. And the good news is police said the boy is expected to survive. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor, or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday, approving a mill and overlay of 16th Street North to Jayhawk Road at a cost of $100,000, but tabled a proposal for overlay of North 11th Road from U.S. 36 to North Street at a cost of $160,000 until bids could be reviewed and include potential waterline connection work that could be accomplished along with construction. A bid of $130,000 was approved to replace 8th and 10th Street stoplights with camera-controlled units to be funded through sales tax proceeds. USD 364 School Board President Pam Denkenbring presented a proposal to update the city tennis courts to 8 new courts at the present site in the Marysville City Park. The district is suggesting rebuilding the current 6 with post-tension concrete, adding an additional 2 courts adjacent to U.S. 36 Highway, which would displace the Beatty Depot steam engine, schoolhouse, and sod house. The proposal includes a committed donation from Chad and Joy Kramer, funding half of the $700,000 cost, which includes lights and fencing. That would represent the district contribution, with the city funding the other half balance remaining. Council members expressed concern with the merit of adding additional courts, and reminded the current site has presented soil compaction problems, which may limit the longevity of any construction of that location. The conversation led school officials to acknowledge that replacing the current 6 courts was the immediate priority and that additional courts could be considered at a later date, but pushed hard to get the replacement complete by next school year, which the city considered an aggressive timeline. An alternative moving tennis courts to the Lakeview Sports Complex, thus allowing off-street parking at the city park, was mentioned. Consensus was to have the City Sport and Recreation Committee meet further with district officials regarding options and recommendations. Approval was given for purchase of a new truck for the water department at a cost of $45,500 on a 5-2 vote, with Keith Beichman and Jeff Keating voting no. A community meeting is planned in Axtell Wednesday evening to discuss the options for reopening the local grocery store with the announced closing of G&J Market recently. Axtell Economic Development Corporation has developed a grocery store steering committee. Recommendations as to furthering the conversation and the potential for involving local investors will be discussed, as well as outlining efforts thus far and planning next steps. The public is welcome to attend tonight at 7 at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. Blue Rapids City Council is scheduled to meet this evening at 7 at the Community Center, and they will be discussing the school sales tax question, as the Valley Heights District has proposed a plan that would unify all students at the junior-senior high school location. The project's still in committee, but is scheduled to be released shortly. They're reportedly asking Blue Rapids to consider continuing the half-cent sales tax to support the unification effort, thereby lowering the impact on property taxes. The decision does not mean as a governing body they approve or disapprove of a district unification plan, but the council needs to decide if the question of a school sales tax should go for a popular vote August 2nd on this initiative. The recreation program is also be discussed, as Valley Heights School District can no longer support the hiring of a rec director due to a recent audit. An option would be Blue Rapids independently hiring or jointly hiring with Waterville a city recreation director, or risk losing the programs. Council meeting this evening at 7 of Community Center in Blue Rapids. The February board meeting for Valley Heights USD 498 has been postponed until Monday the 21st at 5:30. Arthur E. Gene Fincham, age 93, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Arthur Gene Fincham. Doug Hooligan Holly, age 61, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Hanover American Legion. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Holly. Marvin D. Feldhausen, senior, age 80, of Beatrice, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 9 a.m. at the Fox Funeral Home in Beatrice. Burial in the Waterville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Marvin Feldhausen, Sr. Jennifer M. Horn, age 44, of Bremen, passed away February 9th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 9:30. Masks will be required. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jen Horn.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory is currently in effect for much of central and eastern Kansas until late this afternoon. And a winter storm watch will be in effect for central and eastern Kansas from late this evening until late Thursday evening. Temperatures continuing to stay fairly mild throughout the region today before the jet stream dips further south overnight. Conditions will remain cloudy with fairly gusty winds. A large cold front will start to form later this afternoon, bringing some rain and snow showers throughout the Midwest and even some thunderstorms. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid-60s throughout Missouri. As the system starts to progress overnight, we can expect to see much cooler temperatures. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high in this state 72. The average low 22 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 6:05.
Experienced cooks know exactly what to do with kitchen mishaps. We will share some of their advice today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Tennis champ John McEnroe shares a birthday with actor LeVar Burton, and one of the modern world's most indispensable materials, nylon, was patented on this day in 1937. Indispensable kitchen know-how is our topic today. Try these quick fixes for kitchen mishaps. If your soup is too salty, add a raw potato, boil for a short time, then remove. The potato quickly absorbs excess salt. If some yolk is left over when separating egg whites, try this. Moisten a cloth in cold water and touch it to the yolk. It'll cling to it like a magnet. And to quickly rid the kitchen of odors, forget the spray cans. Just boil a bit of vinegar on the stove. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas junior Christian Brown has joined the likes of Versace, Michael Kors, and many others in creating his own fashion line with his name on it. KU's second leading scorer unveiled the CB2 collection on social media on Tuesday. Brown's merchandise, which includes t-shirts and hoodies, is available on the website braun2.com. Brown is the latest Kansas basketball player to jump into the apparel game, made possible by the NCAA clearing the way for college athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. K-State Athletics has unveiled a microsite to aid in the campaign for center Aoki Lee for multiple National Player of the Year honors and All-American candidacy. The website can be accessed by visiting kstatesports.com/YOKIE Lee50. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The first weekly honor of the 2022 Shocker softball season belongs to sophomore Addison Barnard, who was named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week on Monday. Barnard picked up where she left off after a record-breaking freshman campaign in the yellow and black. The Beatrice, Nebraska native hit 505 games, going 8-for-16 with 3 home runs, 7 RBI, 9 stolen bases, and 11 runs scored. This is the second Player of the Week honor for Barnard. Wichita State travels to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Razorback Invitational this weekend. Two standout juniors on opposing teams combined for 95 points in St. Mary's 84-60 win over Osage City Tuesday night. For the Bears, Keller Hurla scored 51 points, including shooting 13 of 17 from three. Landon Boss with Osage City finished with 44 of his team's 60 points. Oh, and by the way, both Hurla and Boss play quarterback for their respective schools. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Hanover beat Washington County 47-30. Valley Heights took Clifton Clyde 50-40. Frankfort girls beat Onega 61-34. Centralia over Blue Valley 58-23. Lynn edged Wakefield 30-28. Clay Center girls surprised Wamego 42-36, Hayes over Abilene 41-25, Rock Creek took Chapman 57-25, and Phillipsburg over Concordia 57-23. Hanover boys down Washington County 61-40, Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights 58-50. Frankfort boys down Onega 44-34, Centralia topped Blue Valley 61-48, Wakefield over Lynn, 36-33. Wamego boys handled Clay Center, 64-46. Hayes took Abilene, 70-46. And it was Rock Creek over Chapman, 54-45.
Looking for some new ways to serve up kale, collards, and other greens? Try braising some of the thicker-leafed greens for your next meal. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pick up a bundle of kale, chard, collards, mustard, turnip, or beet greens on your next visit to the farmer's market. These thick-leafed greens can be steamed, sautéed, stewed, or braised. Consider growing your own braising greens. Many seed companies sell packets of mixed greens suitable for braising. Plant seeds in a container with drainage holes and fill with a well-drained potting mix. Place it in a warm location for quicker sprouting. Move to a sunny area or under artificial lights as soon as the seedlings appear. Water often enough to keep the soil moist and fertilize with a dilute solution of fertilizer about every other week. You can begin harvesting when the greens are 4 to 6 inches tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This county performs more weddings than any other in the nation. You probably have a good idea of where that county might be located, but do you know why it became known as the place to tie the knot? That answer on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 1930s, the state of Nevada began to gain attention from those who had grown out of love with each other.
Reno got the divorce trade.
because that's what people were looking for. Getting married, you got married wherever you lived, but divorces normally took a lot of effort. Here, it took 6 weeks to get renovated, as it was called at the time. You know, you came here, if you lived here for 6 weeks, then it was a no-fault divorce and you were out. That was different from any place else in the U.S. at that point.
Mark Hall Patton is head of the Clark County, Nevada Museum System. Reno had the divorce trait. Las Vegas was looking for another way to cash in.
We started pushing a few weddings, but the 30s, that really wasn't the big deal. But post-World War II, it was advertising anything you could. So if you've got somebody who wants to get married and they've got a big name, they're an actor, they're a singer, anything like that, the properties here would give them a wedding.
Properties offered free, elaborate weddings for the stars if they could use the pictures to promote their services.
We became known as the place to get married. Now, I think we got the better part of that deal over Reno because now you can get divorced anywhere. But that was really what made the difference. We became the place to go, and we became known for all the actors and all the singers and all of that coming here in order to get married.
Today, Clark County, Nevada issues about 5% of all wedding licenses in the nation, making it the most popular spot to tie the knot. It's big business that traces its roots to the 1930s. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a sale of a large collection of guns, toys, coins, belt buckles, and other miscellaneous for Jerry Rice and others this Sunday, February 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last. They will have some coins. Toys will include a number of John Deere tractors, Hurdle, special edition, collector's edition models. Among the belt buckles, they have a variety of collectibles and series. In the guns and ammo, they have shotguns, rifles, pistols, a large assortment of ammo, plus a new compound bow, and a two-hole aluminum dog box. This public auction for Jerry Rice and others, conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service this Sunday, begins at 10 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. Again, coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last with over 75 guns plus ammo. For additional details, go online to kansasauctions.net. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouths and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressively.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. You'll find more tips for choosing the right canine companion for your family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Shop the President's Day sale event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Deals so good you can't pass them up. Don't miss this limited-time offer at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Find out more by stopping by or go online at twinriv.com. Check their used vehicles, too, including cars and trucks. A tremendous selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Again, go online to twinriv.com or stop by today.
It's boom time for the dairy business. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. When you think of classic trios, you might think of the Three Stooges or the Three Little Pigs. But there's nothing cute or funny about nitrogen loss. Enter Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention. It protects against all three forms of N loss, making it more available to your crop. Think of it as more Three Musketeers and less Three Amigos. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and harness the power of three. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. After 8 years of lackluster prices, U.S. dairy farmers are in line for solid returns now. Peter Vitaliano is chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation.
There's just a robust appetite for milk and dairy products by U.S. consumers. And at the same time, the world market has been very strong in terms of demand from China and other buyers. Our major export competitors in Europe and in New Zealand and Australia have not been able to produce enough to basically continue to fulfill the demand.
Vitaliano says that will help boost exports by U.S. dairy farmers.
The United States, despite its own current and rapid onset of production growth reduction, still has probably more exportable supplies, particularly cheese, right now.
While there's always room for volatility in the dairy markets, Vitaliano is optimistic.
I wouldn't say the industry is immune to a major demand contraction, but consumers domestically and internationally have a ready appetite for dairy that the industry can pretty much count on being there year in, year out.
Vitaliano appeared in the Dairy Defined podcast. There's a link to it at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board has held a recent webinar on the state of the U.S. pork industry overall. And Dr. Steve Meyer from the Partners for Production Agriculture was one of the panelists and said that demand is going to be a key factor for success going into the 2022 year.
Demand was the key in 21 and will be the key this year. Domestic consumer level demand and export demand are what drive wholesale pork demand. You can enhance either or both of those and help our demand situation dramatically. Export demand is driven by consumer demand in those importing countries and pork supplies in other exporting countries. And that's one of the things that we're never sure about, or in those importing countries as well, in the case of China. Wholesale demand drives hog demand subject to relative prices, i.e. margins, other costs and operational capacity, and then any non-capacity constraints that might be out there.
He goes on to say that he expects domestic pork demand to be strong again for 2022, but there is one factor to keep an eye on for the year.
Well, I think it's going to be good. I've had my doubts about wholesale and hog demand in the fourth quarter, which were kind of leaning back toward pre-21 levels, but they have really rebounded very well in the last few weeks, and I think we're going to be good. Now, my concerns are, number one, inflation. Our prices being higher is not a real problem as long as we get the product sold. But when we have general inflation, then the cost of everything else goes up, and that leaves less money in consumers' pockets, and that could be an issue. Government payments last year and the year before were quite positive for incomes, and that's positive for demand. Will Congress renew those? Will there be any more government payments? We don't know. And I'm not taking side one or way or the other. I'm just telling you that it is a factor in incomes, and incomes impact demand.
Finally, he goes on to talk about the pork price forecast for the year as well.
You can see our forecast up in the 90s, bumping 100. We're well below where the futures are right now, and they're very optimistic. I think what that spells is pricing opportunities for producers. There's a lot of folks that think that they will still go higher.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The existing farm bill doesn't expire until next year, but farmers and farm groups are already speaking out on what should be included and retained in the next one. Eric Pfeiffer with more.
Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee, a consistent theme he's heard from farmers and farm groups everywhere is how important crop insurance is and that it needs to remain intact. He says crop insurance is one of the items that gets attacked by members of Congress each time a farm bill comes up.
I think it's ignorance. There are those who just don't understand. And crop insurance is not like buying fire insurance. You know, you suffer a devastating loss if your house burns down. Fire insurance, by and large, is going to rebuild your house. That's not crop insurance. Crop insurance is a public-private partnership. Farmers have skin in the game. They make an investment. And it's really trying to deal with weather. And weather has a huge impact on agriculture, probably more than any other industry.
Thompson and his colleagues are trying to clear up that confusion.
A couple years ago, four years ago, formed a crop insurance caucus. That's where we use that to educate both members and their staff on what the realities are of crop insurance as a public-private partnership. And I expect as we go through this next farm bill process in 2023.
Asked if politics will get in the way of this upcoming farm bill, Thompson says,
I hope not. You know, the Agriculture Committee continues to be very bipartisan. Now, we've had our moments the past little over a year. The two budget reconciliation bills that were imposed upon the committee really by Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership were awful. And it was the first time I really saw the insertion of partisan politics into the Agriculture Committee.
I'm farm broadcaster Eric Pfeiffer.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you buy Owens Corning Insulation, you can be confident of eliminating air leaks and cutting down your energy costs. Hometown Lumber and Hardware stocks Owens Corning ProCat blown-in insulation. And with your purchase of insulation, the blower is made available to use free of charge. Owens Corning ProCat blow-in insulation works great for insulating existing walls and ceilings, attics, basements, garages, and more. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
The United States is one of the world's largest sugar producers. The farmers who grow it make your day a lot sweeter on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Into your coffee this morning was likely grown by a farmer here in the U.S. Beet sugar is grown in 11 northern states, and sugarcane is grown in 3 southern states. There is no difference in the sugars. Luther Marquardt is chairman of the board of the American Sugar Alliance. He says the sugar industry provides 142,000 jobs across the country, and they put over $20 billion into the U.S. economy.
The policy that we have to work with is it's a simple loan program. We're producing sugar in the wintertime faster than what the market needs it. So we take loans from the Department of Agriculture while we store everybody's sugar, and then as they need it, we sell it to them. They pay us, and then we pay the USDA back with interest. For 17 of the last 18 years, all of those loans have been paid back.
What's unique in the sugar industry is that there are 21 factories, and the farmers own all of them. The farmers also need to invest over $1 million for specialized equipment and other costs.
We can use planters. We plant seeds, but we have to have special harvesters, extra trucks, all of that. And then you have to be a shareholder in a farmer cooperative, so you have to buy shares into that company. So it takes a lot. And it will take about 450 to 500 farmers to make those kinds of investments, and probably close to $1 billion to build a sugar processing facility.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the sugar industry in the United States at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Market information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, and it's been a mostly growth bit of a day as we see corn, wheat, soybeans all moving higher as the day has gone along, going from a mixed to mostly lower start to the day to a mostly higher day. Same with the livestock. Things have moved in the upward direction as well. Starting off with your corn today, we're seeing March corn sitting at 8¾ cents higher at 646¾. After the growth, it's really been kind of stagnant. A lot of movement over the last couple hours. Kansas City wheat, same story. They're up by 5 cents right now, sitting at 8.11 even a bushel. In the bean market, March soybeans up 34¾ cents right now at 15.86 even. So some big growth there after starting off in the red. Soybean meal for March up $11.60 at 4.50¼. And the bean oil for March and the green by $1.24 sitting at 66.87. The cotton market still a little bit lower today. March cotton down $1.09 at 121.95. The canola in the green by 10 bucks sitting at 10.12 and 60 cents. And the oats market is mostly higher, a little bit slower here, but still in the positive with March oats up 2½ cents at 7.21¾. Over in the livestock, it's been kind of a roller coaster of a day. They started off mixed and lower to mostly green across the board. So now we're seeing some more red pop up on the board today as well, with February live cattle up 35 cents right now at 143¼. The April down by 22 cents at 146.67. Feeder cattle, they saw some green for a while, but they're back down into the red mostly here. March feeder cattle down $1.42 at 167.30. The April down by 40 cents at 172.15. Lean hogs, same story here. They're a little bit higher right now. April lean hogs up $1.10 at 105¼. U.S. dollar index today, we see really about the third day in a row, we're seeing a little bit lower numbers here. The March index down at 19 cents at 95.79. 30-year bonds are in the green just slightly at 150, and 10-year notes are up by at 125.25.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
This is National FFA Week, and FFA students across the country are celebrating. I'm National FFA Western Region Vice President Josiah Cruikshank from Morgan. Many special activities are happening in FFA communities this week, but all year long, FFA members experience education, leadership, service, and personal and professional development as FFA feeds our intellectual growth and curiosity. Celebrate with us and share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Performance Ag, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
I'm Derek Cook. I go to Centralia High School, and I'm a sophomore. I think they're pretty good. We learn a lot of stuff here, more of like leadership and stuff. I'm in a leadership class, and it really gives me like confidence and stuff speaking. I really like being able to like help other people out and stuff like that. I'm really looking forward to after high school. I want to work at a custom harvest crew and then possibly going and working at a ag place, Heinen Brothers.
My name is Mason Stahlbaumer. I'm a freshman at Centralia High School. I've learned public speaking, leadership, and just all-around life skills that I will probably never forget, hopefully never forget. I feel that it is very good because there's not a lot of people speaking up for agriculture.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Performance Ag, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
KNDY.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.